The Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association commissions the consulting group Northern Economics to survey fish processors in the area each year.
Every year it goes out to the major processors in the region, and we ask questions about the volume of purchases, and we focus on the portion of the raw product purchases that are being chilled.
That's project manager Michelle Humphrey. She says last year's survey showed record-setting numbers for chilled salmon.
When we started the survey in 2008, only 24% of all of the purchases were being chilled. And in 2016, we recorded that 71% of all the products are being chilled. So that's a huge jump in portion of purchases, but it's also a really big jump because last year's run was very large. So just in terms of volume.
The total volume of drift fleet chilled purchases in Bristol Bay last year was more than 122 million pounds, which surpassed the previous record of less than 88 million pounds. Humphrey says this uptick in chilled fish is largely due to processors paying more for a colder product.
Most of the processors in the region now offer chilling bonuses, which many people think that is kind of a driver behind this change, is that they're being incentivized to deliver chilled product.
According to the BBR SDA survey, chilling bonuses averaged 16 cents per pound last season. Humphrey says the chilling bonuses have prompted many of the fishermen in the bay to install refrigerated seawater, or RSW, systems into their vessels. RSW systems chill fish without the need for ice in the fish hold. Humphrey says most boats in the bay are using RSW, but some are still holding out.
It's a big investment to install an RSW system, and they either don't think it's worth it or they don't have the funds to pay for that upgrade. And then there's also this other group that that isn't chilling currently, that they're kind of the bigger vessels that rely on volume. So they will forego the chilling bonuses in order to stay out and fish more and just get more fish.
Humphrey says the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association hopes to make RSW the standard for commercial fishing vessels. She says higher quality chilled fish can be processed into fillets, which have a higher market value than canned salmon.
By increasing the value of the raw product by chilling, it's essentially increasing the value of the entire fishery.
According to the survey, the percentage of Bristol Bay raw salmon processed into fillets in 2016 rose 7 points from the previous year, but still, 29% of the fish delivered to processors was not chilled. I'm Nick Shalino, KDLG News.